మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ గోపీజనవల్లభ గిరివరధారీ గోపీజనవల్లభ గిరివరధారీ యశోదనందన బ్రజజనరంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజజనరంజన యశోదానందన బ్రజజనరంజన యమునాతీరావనచారీ యమునాతీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ గోపీజనవల్లభ గిరివరధారీ యశోదనందన బ్రజజనరంజన యమునాతీరావనచారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో 15th చాప్టర్ టైటిల్ ద పాండవాస్ రిటైర్ టైమ్లీ. వర్స్ నంబర్ 2, 3, and 4. యాక్చువల్లీ సెకండ్ అండ్ థర్డ్ వర్సెస్ డు నాట్ హ్యావ్ పర్పోర్ట్స్, సో వి విల్ గో ఆన్ టిల్ ది ఫోర్త్ వర్స్. సో వి విల్ చాంట్ ది సెకండ్ వర్స్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ దెన్ థర్డ్ అండ్ ఫోర్త్ వర్సెస్ ఐ విల్ రీడ్. శోకేన శుష్యద్వదన హృత్సరోజో హతప్రభః విభుం తమేవానుస్మరన్ నాశక్నోత్ ప్రతిభాషితుం శోకేన శుష్యద్వదన హృత్సరోజోహత ప్రభః విభుం తమేవానుస్మరన్ నాశక్నోత్ ప్రతిభాషితుం శోకేన శుష్యద్వదన హృత్సరోజోహత ప్రభః విభుం తమేవానుస్మరన్ నాశక్నోత్ ప్రతిభాషితుం. నాశక్నోత్ ప్రతిభాషితుం శోకేన శుష్యద్వదన హృత్సరోజోహత ప్రభః విభుం తమేవానుస్మరన్ నాశక్నోత్ ప్రతిభాషితుం శోకేన శుష్యద్వదన హృత్సరోజోహత ప్రభః విభుం తమేవానుస్మరన్ నాశక్నోత్ ప్రతిభాషితుం. మాతాజీ, వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్, శోకేన డ్యూ టు బిరీవ్మెంట్, శుష్యత్వదన డ్రయింగ్ అప్ ఆఫ్ ద మౌత్, హృత్సరోజ లోటస్ లైక్ హార్ట్, హత లాస్ట్, ప్రభ బాడీలీ లస్టర్, విభుం ద సుప్రీం, తమ్ అంటు లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, ఏవ సర్టన్లీ, అనుస్మరణ్ థింకింగ్ విదిన్, నా కుడ్ నాట్, అశక్నోత్ బి ఏబుల్, ప్రతిభాషితుం ప్రాపర్లీ రిప్లైంగ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: డ్యూ టు గ్రీఫ్ అర్జునాస్ మౌత్ అండ్ లోటస్ లైక్ హార్ట్ హ్యాడ్ డ్రైడ్ అప్, therefore his body lost all luster. Now remembering the supreme lord, he could hardly utter a word in reply. Third verse: krichrena samstabya shuchah paninam rijya netrayoh parokshena samunnadda pranaya autkantya katara. With great difficulty he checked the tears of grief that smeared his eyes. He was very distressed because Lord Krishna was out of his sight and he increasingly felt affection for him. Verse number 4. Sakyam maitrim sauhridam cha saratyadishu samsmaran nrupam agrajam ityaha bashpa gadgadaya gira. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Remembering Lord Krishna and his well wishes, benefactions, intimate familial relations and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. Purport: the supreme living being is perfect in all relations with his pure devotee. Shri Arjuna is one of the typical pure devotees of the Lord, reciprocating in the fraternal relationship, and the Lord's dealings with Arjuna are displays of friendship of the highest perfect order. He was not only a well-wisher of Arjuna, but actually a benefactor, and to make it still more perfect, the Lord tied him into a family relationship by arranging Subhadra's marriage with him. And above all, the Lord agreed to become a chariot driver of Arjuna in order to protect his friend from warfare risks. And the Lord became actually happy when he established the Pandavas to rule over the world. Arjuna remembered all these one after another, and thus he became overwhelmed with such thoughts. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురోః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురోన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణారఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాన్ సహగణాలలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. సో వీ హ్యావ్ స్టార్టెడ్ డిస్కసింగ్ దిస్ వెరీ హార్ట్ మెల్టింగ్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ అర్జున ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్ హిస్ సెపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ. సో వేర్ హియర్ హీ ఇస్ అర్జున హ్యాడ్ యాక్చువల్లీ గాన్ టు ద్వారక టు మీట్ కృష్ణ అండ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ నాట్ రిటర్న్డ్ బ్యాక్ ఫర్ 7 months, which was quite a long time. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, on top of that, started seeing all kinds of ill omens manifesting. He became apprehensive. So, immediately he started remembering what Narada Muni had predicted, that very soon Krishna will leave and you should also follow after some time. So, he started very strongly feeling that maybe that's what has happened. So he started inquiring from Bhima. With this in mind, did the prediction of Narada Muni, has it come true? Is that why Arjuna still has not yet returned? Then he shares his observations of various kinds of ill omens that he observes with Bhima. At that point of time, when this sharing was happening, Arjuna actually arrived after 7 months. And when both of them observed Arjuna, Arjuna had lost all his bodily luster. He was weeping uncontrollably. And as soon as Yudhishthir Maharaj saw Arjuna in that particular situation, immediately he felt that Narada Muni's prediction must have come true. Krishna must have wound up his pastimes and left. But he chooses not to ask about it directly, because what if that was not the case, you know, to ask, has Krishna left this world out of nowhere, you know, would seem very awkward if that was not the case. Even though he very strongly felt that way, so he starts asking about the welfare of various Dwarakavasis, about the Madhus, Bojas, Andakas, Satvatas, about various personalities like Shurasen, Vasudev, Devaki, Ugrasen, Akrura, like that. And then he starts inquiring about the welfare of Krishna. Is Krishna happily presiding over the Sudharma hall? Huh? Is he distributing his prema freely to the people of the Yadus? Is he distributing prosperity and liberation to all the Yadavas? Then he asked, then Arjuna was not answering. He asked, are you healthy? you clearly seem to have lost effulgence. Is it because you have been staying for a long time away from your loved ones? Is it that you are not given proper respect? Did someone disrespect you? Or did someone speak very harsh words without affection? Or did you fail to fulfill your promise to someone? These are the reasons why someone would, a really dharmic person or any person would feel let down and feel very morose. Did you reject the brahmanas, children, elders, invalids as a kshatriya who took shelter of you? Or did you approach an unworthy woman? Or did you approach a woman who was not properly attired? Or is it that you were defeated by someone who were not worthy of your power, by some inferiors? Is that the reason? Or perhaps you took meals without feeding the elders and children. Could that be a reason? Or did you commit some other horrendous forbidden act? Arjuna was not answering. And now this gives Yudhishthir Maharaj, because he has exhausted all possible reasons. So now he is asking Arjuna to be honest. If you had committed any of these things, I don't think you would be lamenting to the extent you are lamenting. Seeing the extent of your lamentation, the only reason that I could fathom is probably Narada Muni's prediction has come true. Are you feeling separation from Krishna? Has Krishna left this world? Tell me the truth. There can be no other reason for such kind of devastation. All these other reasons that I have mentioned do not warrant this level of loss of luster and lamentation. So, tell me, is that the truth? So, at this point of time, 15th chapter starts. So, about Arjuna it is mentioned, Krishna Vishlesha Karshitaha. He had become thin because of separation from Krishna. So, Arjuna started answering. So, then today's verses. Shokena Shushyad Vadana Krit Sarojo Hataprabha. He had lost his luster. His face had become dry. His heart had become dry and juiceless. Vibhum tam eva anusmaran. He was constantly thinking about Krishna. Nashaknot pratibhashitum. And that's why he could not reply to the questions of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Krishrena samstabhya. With great difficulty he was trying to control his tears. And it is mentioned, Parokshena samunnadda pranaya outkantya katara. Parokshena means separation. Krishna had left, he was feeling separation. Parokshena samunnadda, because of that separation, something was increasing in Arjuna. What was increasing? Pranaya outkantya katara. His longing for love of Krishna increased. And he was shedding tears. Sakyam, Maitrim, Sauhridam, Cha Saratyadishu Samsmaran. And he was remembering his Sakya, Maitri, you know, these friendly dealings with Krishna. Sauhardam, how Krishna was such a benevolent well-wisher. Saratyadishu, Saratya Parashada Sevana Sakya Dautya. So in all these capacities, how Krishna had served the Pandavas. He was remembering all of that. And then, Nripam Agrajam Ityaha Bashpa Gadgadaya Gira. And he spoke to his brother who was the king with a voice choked with tears. He was speaking in this way. You can see Arjuna shows all these symptoms in Bhagavad Gita also. Right? Drishvemam Swajanam Krishna Yuyutsum Samupastitum Sidanti Mama Gatrani Twakchaiva పరిశుష్యతి, సారీ ముఖం చ పరిశుష్యతి. వేపతశ్చ శరీరేమే రోమహర్షశ్చ జాయతే గాండీవం శ్రంసతే హస్తాత్ త్వక్చైవ పరిదహ్యతే. సో అర్జున ఇస్ మెన్షనింగ్ దట్ కృష్ణ జస్ట్ లుకింగ్ అట్ భీష్మ ద్రోణ అండ్ అదర్ లవింగ్ రిలేటివ్స్ హు హ్యావ్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ మీ విత్ అ డిజైర్ టు ఫైట్. సీదంతి మమ గాత్రాణి, యు నో మై లిమ్స్ ఆర్ ట్రెంబ్లింగ్. ముఖం చ పరిశుష్యతి, మై మౌత్ హాస్ బికమ్ డ్రై. వేపతుష్ట శరీరేమే రోమ హర్షశ్చ జాయతి, మై బాడీ ఇస్ బర్నింగ్, మై హెయిర్స్ ఆర్ స్టాండింగ్ ఆన్ ఎండ్. మై గాండివ విచ్ ఐ హ్యాడ్ ప్రామిస్డ్ దట్ ఐ షాల్ నెవర్ పుట్ మై గాండివ డౌన్, అండ్ హూ ఎవర్ ఆస్క్ మీ టు పుష్ పుట్ మై గాండివ డౌన్ ఐ షాల్ కిల్ దెమ్. టు ది ఎక్స్టెండ్ దట్ హీ బికేమ్ రెడీ టు కిల్ హిజ్ ఓన్ బ్రదర్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్, దట్ గాండివ వాస్ ఇన్వాలంటరీలీ స్లిప్పింగ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ హీ వాస్ షోయింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ సిమ్టమ్స్. Right, but there is a difference in Arjuna displaying the symptoms, exact same symptoms in Bhagavad Gita, and what is being described here in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavad Gita, actually, when these things are happening, Arjuna, Yoga Maya actually covers Arjuna's discrimination, and Yoga Maya simulates. Because the scope of Yoga Maya is only pure devotees, pure perfected devotees. Only amongst them Yoga Maya acts. So Yoga Maya had completely covered Arjuna's natural pure devotional situation and simulated a situation where he acted like sometimes a nishkama karma yogi, sometimes a sakama karma yogi, sometimes a jnana yogi, sometimes an ashtanga yogi. While he was not qualified for any of these things, right? So Yoga Maya simulated such a situation, and right now when Arjuna speaks this verse in Bhagavad Gita, he is an out and out materialist, while Arjuna is not. While these emotions are not material emotions, these are material like emotions, because material emotions are generated by Mahamaya. The source of spiritual emotions is Yoga Maya. But what Arjuna is showing in Bhagavad Gita, it's not, they are not emotions which befit his position as a perfected Nitya Siddha associate of Krishna. At the same time, they are not exactly material emotions. You can say it is like they are material like emotions, not material, right? So and if you see the nature of the questions that he asks in Bhagavad Gita, all of that does not indicate Arjuna's position at all. None of the 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita indicate or suggest Arjuna's adhikar. Bhagavad Gita is not a literature. In that conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, Arjuna is not showing his adhikar. None of our acharyas have taken any of the verses of Krishna speaking to Arjuna as suggesting Arjuna's actual adhikar. None. Right, and including his questions. So generally questions, serious questions suggest one serious concerns, right? And Arjuna was seriously asking these questions in Bhagavad Gita, but none of them actually indicate his serious concern behind the veil of Yoga Maya. None. For example, in the second chapter, Arjuna says, స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞస్య కాభాష సమాధిస్థస్య కేశవ స్థితదీర్ఘిం ప్రభాషేత కిమాసీత వ్రజేత కిం. ఓ మై డియర్ కృష్ణ, వాట్ ఆర్ ద సిమ్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ అ స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ? హౌ డస్ హీ సిట్? హౌ డస్ హీ వాక్? వైల్ అర్జున హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ అ స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ, యు నో దర్ ఇస్ నో రీజన్ ఫర్ అర్జున టు, హీ వాస్ మచ్ మోర్ దాన్ అ స్థిత ప్రజ్ఞ, రైట్? దర్ వాస్ నో రీజన్ ఫర్ హిమ్ టు ఆస్క్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ అబౌట్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ అ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజ్డ్ పర్సన్. Or in the third chapter, Krishna, Arjuna asks this question. Actually, he challenges Krishna in the third chapter. Jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana. Tat kim karmani gore mam niyojayasi keshava. Oh Krishna, if you think karma is better than jnana, which you have clearly established in the second chapter, why you are engaging me in fighting? Why you are not allowing me to practice jnana? While Arjuna, real Arjuna is neither interested in practicing karma or jnana. He is already a perfected devotee, right? But this question is generated by that yoga maya, so that Krishna could speak about, you know, how there are different adhikaras, different qualifications. One has to practice according to their qualification. So he establishes karma adhikar, jnana adhikar, like that. So, and then again in the fourth chapter, Krishna, Arjuna asks this question. Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacha Arjuna. Tanyaham, sorry, what is that verse where he asks, Vivaswan, and what is that verse? Where he says, you, Vivaswan lived much before you. Tvam adav proktavaniti. So, he says that, how is it that Vivaswan lived much before you? So, how am I to understand that you spoke this subject matter to Vivaswan? Not that Arjuna was not aware. Arjuna was very much aware. But, Yogamaya's will, he is not able to think like a Nitya Siddha during those 45 minutes or whatever time. So he is asking these kind of questions so that Krishna, because Krishna would, if Krishna automatically starts speaking about his very exalted nature of birth and activities, which is not just superhuman, but they are just purely on the level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without any prompting, it would look very awkward. No one would want to, you know, come, I will tell you about my glories, you know. So, Yogamaya creates that question in Arjuna. Arjuna asked this question so that Krishna could speak about his Janma Rahasya, his Karma Rahasya. And so on, you know, in sixth chapter, he talks about an Ashtanga Yogi. How is it that if he practices for some time and gives up, what will happen to him? Not that Arjuna is interested in practicing Ashtanga Yoga, right? But just that. And towards the end, when Krishna says, Nashto moha smitir labdvat vatpasadat mayachuta, stitosmi gata sandehaha karishya vachanam tava. When Krishna says, Arjuna says that, Nashto moha, all my illusion is gone. As if Arjuna was actually in illusion, which he was not, right? Smitir labdva. You know, all my memory I have received. Stitosmi gata sandeha. I am standing in front of you without any doubts. Oh, Krishna. Karishya vachanam tava. Tell me what I have to do. So, in one sense, if you see, this is neither Arjuna behind the veil did not have any illusion. None of that illusion has been removed by Bhagavad Gita. Right? So therefore, this whole thing is an orchestration of Yogamaya. As Bhagavatam says, Ritayartam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tadvidyad atmano mayam yatabhaso yatatamaha. Second verse of second Chatushloki Bhagavatam verse, which talks about, our acharyas explain, which indicates the role of both Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Yogamaya also covers for the purpose of, while Mahamaya covers in order to allow the living entity to keep forgetting Krishna and try to enjoy till he becomes ready to inquire about liberation. But Yogamaya acts on Nitya Siddha devotees. Yogamaya also covers sometimes essential information, essential knowledge, and sometimes reveals in order to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. So here, the pastime of Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita has to happen. Yogamaya covered the eternal constitutional position of Arjuna and made Arjuna speak all these things. But in reality, none of the instructions of Bhagavad Gita were meant for Arjuna. None. instructions on Sakama Karma Yoga not meant for Arjuna because he is not a Sakama Karma Yogi. Instructions on Nishkama Karma Yoga not meant for Arjuna because Arjuna is not a Nishkama Karma Yogi. Instructions on Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, etc. not meant for Arjuna because Arjuna is not a Jnana Yogi or an Ashtanga Yogi. Instructions on Bhakti Yoga also not meant for Arjuna because instructions are meant for sadhakas. Perfected devotees don't need instructions to practice. They practice out of love. Arjuna was loving. Even if you say, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, is that an instruction for Arjuna? Did Arjuna need instruction to think of Krishna, worship Krishna? In his sleep, he could not stop chanting Arjuna's name. Not like us, while chanting we sleep. Right? So Arjuna, while sleeping, he could not avoid chanting Krishna's name. That was, so to such a person, you don't need to tell Manmana. You know, he can't forget Krishna. Why does such a person need an instruction to remember Krishna? So, none of the normative verses that Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, verses which indicate instructions, do it. Krishna says, Hatova prapsasi swargam, jitvava bokshase mahim. So, he says that if you fight and win, O Arjuna, you can enjoy the kingdom. If you fight and lose, you'll go to Swarga. So you stand to win either ways. So you should fight. As if Arjuna is really concerned about, you know, enjoying any material facilities in this material world. Or he says, Karmanyevadigaraste mafaleshu kadachana. Arjuna, your qualification, karma is your adhikar, Krishna says. Your adhikar is karma. Ma phaleshu kadachana, but not to enjoy the fruits. That also it does not refer to Arjuna. Outside those 45 minutes. Or Krishna says, Tasmad yogi bhava Arjuna. Therefore be a yogi. In the 6th chapter. Instructing him to be an Ashtanga yogi. Not meant for Arjuna. Or even towards the end, when Krishna says, Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. That instruction is also not for Arjuna because Arjuna was already following it. He was already surrendered. What is the need to instruct a person who is already following it without any prompting? Right? So the whole thing is, Yogamaya creates this whole thing so that Bhagavad Gita could come out. Because ultimately, the Vedic scriptures, our great personalities would not reveal even lesser knowledge. They would want to reveal it to very qualified people. For example, if you see, that's why it is mentioned, Sarvopanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana Partho Vatsaha Sudhir Bhokta Dugdam Gitamritam Mahat. All the Upanishads are compared to cows. The milkman is Krishna. Arjuna is mentioned to be a calf. A milkman uses a calf as a decoy, you know, just to invoke that vatsalya in the cow. When the cow sees his own calf and when the calf suckles the milk, sucks the milk from the cow, it generates that vatsalya and it gives milk. But who is the bhokta? Sudhir bhokta. Those personalities who are willing to accept the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, they are the bhokta. The milk of Bhagavad Gita is meant for them. So, therefore, if you see, when in the episode of Prithu Maharaj, when Prithu Maharaj chastises Mother Earth and she takes the form of a cow, then Prithu Maharaj arranges for various personalities to come with a pot and a calf. And those calves were all very pure devotees. So that, you know, they could milk various things from Mother Earth who had taken the form of a cow. You know, Prahlad Maharaj would come like that. Prahlad Maharaj would become the calf. So that even to give, in one sense, even to give knowledge which may not be the highest. Krishna chooses very qualified, you know, as there is one verse which suggests, actually few verses which suggest Krishna's Arjuna's adhikar. When Krishna says, Bhaktosime sakacheti rahasyam hetad uttamam. While he talks about that uttama rahasya that he talks about was what he spoke in third chapter about Nishkama Karma Yoga. But he is speaking to Arjuna because Bhaktosime sakacheti. So while you don't have to be a friend of Krishna to understand Nishkama Karma Yoga, but still, even that knowledge Krishna chooses to disseminate through his pure devotees. Right? So, the tears of Arjuna and those various physical exhibitions of, which seems like Ashtasattvika Vikaras, were material-like in Bhagavad Gita, not material, definitely not spiritual, actually. Right? So therefore we will, but in Bhagavatam, it was purely out of separation, the mode of separation, Vipralamba. This is very clear when Arjuna responds, he will start responding from tomorrow, right, fifth verse onwards. Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandurupina, Yename Apahritam Tejo Deva Vismahpanam Mahat. So he says Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandurupina. My friend Krishna has left me. And Yename Apahritam Tejo, along with him he has taken my power also. So it's not very clear whether Arjuna is lamenting for being separated from Krishna or separated from his power. Because there was no need for him to mention Yename Apahritam Tejo, you know. So, but in the very next verse, Krishna says, Yasya Kshana Vyogena Lokohi Apriya Darshanaha Uktena Rahito Hyesha Mritakaha Prochyate Yata. He says, Yasya Kshana Vyogena, even a moment's separation from Krishna, Lokohi Apriya Darshana, this world becomes very tasteless to me. So it is like a body without life, dead body, right? And then he starts remembering various episodes in which, because of Krishna, Pandavas were empowered to do fabulous things, right? How he won the Swayamvara of Draupadi when there were, you know, more qualified people, how he conquered Indra, how he empowered Bhima to defeat Jarasandha, when Krishna himself did not, he historically fought with Jarasandha so many times, never killed him or defeated him in one sense, right? Completely. So he empowered Bhima to kill Jarasandha, he empowered Bhima to kill all the 100 Kauravas, and he remembers how he protected the Pandavas from the wrath of Durvasa Muni during their Ajnatavas. He remembers how he empowered Arjuna to fight with Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva became very pleased and gave his Pashupatastra. He explains how he made Arjuna so powerful that the demigods had to come and seek the help of Arjuna to defeat the Nivata Kavachas. Right? And all that. So, from all these verses, it seems like Arjuna is actually appreciating the empowerment and not Krishna's presence per se. It looks like that. Because he is remembering all that, you know. So, but in the next verse, he says, Narmanyudara Ruchira Smita Shobitani He Partha He Arjuna Sake Kurunandaneti Sanjalpitani Naradeva Hridi Sprushani Smartur Lutanti Hridayam Mama Madhavasya. He says, Narmani Udara Ruchira Smita Shobitani Smartur, he says. And remembering Madhavas joking words, smiles, charm, eloquence in our conversations. He says that lutanti hridayam, it really stole my heart, the conversations, not the empowerment. Empowerment was incidental. What I miss, what I hanker for is that personal time spent with Krishna. When he would address me as Partha, and Sakha, a friend, and Kuru Nandana, one who would give joy to the Kurus. In these ways he used to address me. I am remembering that. Smartur lutanti hridayam. You know, my heart has been stolen by those. So therefore, he was appreciating Krishna's association and not exactly Krishna's empowerment to achieve great tasks. So, what was this feelings of separation of the Pandavas from Krishna? It's elaborated more in Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So we will see some section of Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Part 1, in which Narada Muni's journey, Narada Muni is trying to find out who is the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. So he first goes to Prayag, and he finds that Prayag Brahmana, whom he thinks is a great recipient of Krishna's mercy, greatest. So, you know, the storyline is very predictable storyline. The Prayag Brahmana says, no, no, what are you talking about? Go to South India and meet that South Indian king. He is the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. He goes to the South Indian king, glorifies him. South Indian king says, no, I am not. Go to Indra. He is the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. And they give various reasons. Indra shows to Brahmaji. Brahmaji shows to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva tells Narada Muni, go and meet Prahlad Maharaj. He is the greatest recipient. Prahlad Maharaj shows him to Hanumanji. Hanumanji points towards the Pandavas. So now, Hanumanji has sufficiently glorified the Pandavas' love for Krishna. And Narada Muni is so inspired hearing that. Narada Muni comes dancing into Hastinapur. And he comes into the assembly hall of Yudhishthir Maharaj. And some very serious meeting is happening. Yudhishthir Maharaj is having a very serious meeting with the ministers. From the serious look of the seriousness of that meeting, it looks like maybe some enemy attack is going to happen or whatever. And Narada Muni approaches and tries to hear what exactly was the conversation. Yudhishthir Maharaj was asking suggestions from his ministers. We are feeling so much separation from Krishna. What message could we send to Krishna so that Krishna will be back here? So it was not a serious meeting about, administration or enemy attack or protection or nothing. It was how we could get Krishna here. We are missing his association a lot. You know, it is mentioned, Kasyapi Krishnam Anaya Pashyama. So he's asking, look into how we can get Krishna here back. Yagasya Vipat Patasya Vamishat. So they were thinking, some people suggested, you know what, send Bhima. Tell him that Bhima should go and communicate to Krishna that Yudhishthir Maharaj is planning his next Ashwamedha Yajna or Rajasuya Yajna. So we need Krishna's presence here. While they were not interested in Ashwamedha or any Rajasuya Yajnas, they wanted Krishna's presence, that's all. Someone else suggested, you know what? If you say Yajna, Krishna will not see it as very urgent. Krishna may say, okay, I will come. He will come, but he will not come immediately. So they said, okay, let us send a message to Krishna that some enemies are attacking us and we need your help. So when Krishna hears danger, Krishna will immediately come. All lies. nothing truth. And this is the assembly. And who is planning to speak these lies? Yudhishthir Maharaj. Right? So, this conversation is happening when Narada Muni enters. So, in the commentary, Srila Sanatan Goswami gives a very beautiful insight. He says, in general, the Supreme Lord's devotees encounter two kinds of danger. Supreme Lord's devotees encounter two kinds of danger. First one is created by the Lord to proclaim the devotees' glories. Krishna personally gives some danger to the devotee and just showing how this devotee did not give up his worship of Krishna, his shelter of Krishna, and so gracefully navigated through the problematic situation because of his taking shelter of Krishna. By showing that to the world, Krishna wants to glorify the devotees. Therefore, Krishna gives sufferings. The second reason, Srila Sanatana Goswami mentions, the other is simulated by the Lord's devotees, perfected devotees, when they are intensely anxious to see him. When they want to see him, they tell Krishna, we are in danger. Please come. When they are not in danger, the only danger they are in is feeling of separation from Krishna. Kunti Maharani does this in some of her prayers. She says, Apyadyanastvam swakrite hita prabho jihasasi svit suhrudonu jivinaha yeshamna chanyad bhavata padambujat parayanam rajasuro jitam hasam. He says, O Prabhu, Arjuna, Krishna is standing ready to leave to Dwaraka. She has glorified Krishna and all that. Now she is telling, O Prabhu, apitvam naha jihasasiswit. Now are you going to leave us? Krishna says, yeah, I have to go to Dwaraka. I have a lot of duties. Then she addresses Krishna, but you are swakrita ihita. You are aptakama. All your desires are automatically fulfilled. Stay here and desire that your duties in Dwaraka are fulfilled. It will get fulfilled. Do you have to personally go there? Krishna says, yeah, I have to go. So he says, Kunti Maharani says, we are Suhrida, Anujivi. Our life is dependent on you. If you go, if you leave, we leave. And then she says that, Yesham Rajasu Yojita Amhasam. You made us fight this battle. True, we were victorious. But in gaining victory, we have sort of alienated so many other kings. They have become our enemies now. All of them are going to come and attack us. What will we do now? Bhavata padambujat na anyat parayanam. Other than your lotus feet, we do not have any shelter. If you leave us and all these kings will come and attack us, what will happen to us? As if she is really worried about the safety of Krishna. She is worried about safety of the Pandavas. She was not. But she knew the pressure points of Krishna. Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalya. She was literally taking advantage of Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalyata. Krishna says, hey, what are you talking about? Bhima is there, Arjuna is there, Nakul Sahadev, Yudhishthir Maharaj, such great warriors in there, right in front of them, you are insulting them. Are they not capable of protecting themselves, protecting the kingdom? He says, Kevayam nama rupabhyam yadubhihi sahapandavaha bhavato adarshanam yarhi rishikanam iveshituhu. She says, Kevayam nama rupabhyam yadubhihi sahapandava. What is the capacity of these Yadus and Pandavas? They are warriors in name only. Bhavato adarshanam yarhi. The moment your darshan is gone, just like when the person moves out of the mirror, his reflection can no longer be seen in the mirror. Only for the duration that the person stands in front of the mirror, the mirror can retain his reflection. The moment he leaves, the mirror cannot show his reflection. Your bhavato adarshanam yarhi rishikanam iveshatu. We are all like dead bodies without you. So you have to stay to protect us. Neyam shobishyate tatra yatedanim gadadara patpadair ankita bati swalakshana vilakshitaihi. All this Hastinapur that you see, it is glowing and it is so prosperous only because of your footprints. If you leave, what will happen? Ime janapada suvriddha supakva aushadi virudaha vanadri nadyudanvanto hyedante tava vikshitaihi. You know, all the seas are giving pearls, the mountains are giving jewels, you know, the agricultural land is giving grains. Everything is so prosperous here only because of your glands. The moment you go, there will be famine. We will be suffering. Do you want us to suffer? So this is in one sense like taking advantage of Krishna's, you know, love for the Pandavas. She is not worried about any of these things. She is not worried about her own safety, safety of her children, prosperity of her kingdom, none. You know, Brihad Bhagavatamrita says, Krishna Darshana Jivana. Their only life was darshan of Krishna. So these are all truth. The lie is not in the words. The lie is in the intention. It's lie, truth and lie. What she says is right. But the intention is wrong. She is presenting as if she is deeply concerned about the safety. But she is deeply concerned about Krishna's presence. That's what all matters. Then Narada Muni praises the Pandavas as he had heard from Hanumanji. I will not go into detail into this. Okay. So he says that, oh, you Pandavas are most fortunate. Krishna has acted as your friend, guru, cousin, sarathi. Sarathya parashada sevana sakya dautya virasananu gamanas tavana pranaman. Snigdeshu pandushu jagat pranatimscha vishnor. Bhaktin karotin rupatis charanaravinde. In what all capacities did Krishna act? And then he glorifies Krishna, how Krishna is avatari, rest all are avataras. He shows such wonderful qualities which are not seen in any of his expansions. He is the source of even Lord Narayana. But he is controlled by you Pandavas. And so on. You know, I will skip that section. And finally he says that, is there anyone who is bold enough in this assembly who can claim to perfectly describe the Pandavas' love for Krishna or Krishna's mercy upon the Pandavas? And then Narada Muni starts glorifying again. And then Narada Muni catches hold of his tongue and he says, stop, stop, what are you doing? You're so audacious, you think you can fully glorify the glories of the Pandavas, love for Krishna and Krishna's mercy upon the Pandavas. Huh? But then he tells his tongue, no, please continue. You know, you will not be able to exhaust, don't be proud. But for your purification, you glorify. Like that he starts glorifying like that. Anyways, so many things he says that, you know, how Krishna did what all things to you and all that. And he glorifies Arjuna's love, Yudhishthir's love, Bhima's love, Draupadi's love, Nakul Sahadev's love, Kunti Maharani's love and those reciprocations. A very elaborate discussion. After hearing all that, and he even says that forget about these great personalities. Citizens are virtuous when the ruler is virtuous. Citizens are devotees when the ruler is devotee. I can look at your quality of devotion by hearing what your ordinary citizens speak. You know what your ordinary citizen speak? He says, Aho alam shlagyatamam yado kulam, aho alam punyatamam madhorvanam, yadesha pumsam rishabha priyashriyah, swajanmana chankramanena chanchati. This is what your common citizens are speaking. Ladies, they are talking about the glories of the Yadu dynasty, the glory of the land of Mathura. That is their value. That is what they are valuing. How did they know about it? How did the common man know about these esoteric conclusions of the Shastras? That's because you are the rulers. I can see your position from observing the conversation of your common citizens. So, like that he glorifies. And then he says, you know what Krishna said? Krishna said, Pandava's friends are my friends too. And Pandava's enemies are my enemies. And the Pandavas are my life heir. Krishna spoke like this. He has never spoken about anyone else like this. So you must be the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy. Please bestow your mercy upon me. Like that Narada Muni speaks. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he starts responding. Of course, we will not see everyone's response. Some response we will see. Yudhishthir Maharaj immediately addresses Narada Muni. He says, are you done? He says, oh, Vavaduka Shirodarya. He addresses Narada Muni in this way. Meaning, oh, crest jewel of brilliant speakers. Meaning, you know, you are very good in speaking. Indicating that you are very good at jumbling or word jugglery. So, you are trying to tease. You had a nice time teasing all of us. Like that. So, he says that, you know what is my great problem? My greatest suffering is that people think devotees of Krishna shall not suffer. But seeing our lives, I have this deep despair that common men who are inclined towards bhakti will give up bhakti. Because we have suffered so much. Huh? Therefore, now I will tell you a secret, O Narada Muni. Why did I request Krishna to help me perform this Rajasuya Yajna? So that for once, common man could see what is the opulence, what kind of opulence devotees receive from Krishna. So, I pushed Krishna to perform this Rajasuya Yajna so that common man will not lose faith in bhakti towards Krishna. Otherwise, other than that Rajasuya Yajna, you know, we have only suffered. So, our life, I feel so embarrassed that our life, our suffering, because of our own misdeeds, will be taken up, will be considered by common men to see. This is the plight of the devotees of Krishna. Right? So therefore, now that the non-devotees are, our enemies have been killed, and our kingdoms we have received, but you know what? Our grief has started now. When we were suffering, there was no grief. So-called suffering. Now we are in grief. Why? Because Krishna no longer visits us. He thinks we are now fairly well situated. We have money, we have kingdom. Everything is safe and secure. Krishna has stopped visiting us. So, what kind of mercy are you talking about? And you spoke about Krishna acting as our sarathi and guru and friend and all that. You know the reality? He says, the reality is, Krishna did all this for three reasons. First thing is to absolve himself of all his debts to us. You know, we might have done something for him. So he didn't want to be indebted. He just wanted to clear his debt, clear off his debt. And second reason, because we were extremely sinful, he wanted to destroy our sins. And third reason, because we were pushed into extreme situations and we were in the danger of taking shelter of adharma. So he wanted to protect our dharma. Therefore, otherwise he did not protect us out of any special preference towards us. But the Yadavas, they are his true friends. They always live with him. They are the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy. You should go to the Yadavas. Like that, Yudhishthira Maharaj says. Bhima says, Bhima was fully sarcastic when he speaks to Narada Muni. So he addresses Narada Muni as, Shrunu Shri Krishna Shishya He. O Krishna Shishya, come, come. So indicating that Krishna's association has thoroughly spoiled you. So Krishna is the, I can see how much Krishna's association has affected you. You have also become an expert in word jugglery just like Krishna. So he says, you know what, we don't trust any of the actions or words of Krishna. Okay. Then Arjuna starts speaking. So, Bhima is addressed as Krishna's Narmasaka, very close friend. But Arjuna here is addressed as Krishna's Pranasaka. You know, as good as his life, air. He spoke with great dejection. While Bhima outright rejects Krishna's mercy, but Arjuna does not reject Krishna's mercy. He does not say Krishna did not show any mercy. He gives the benefit of doubt to Krishna. Krishna wanted to help us. He wanted to bestow his mercy. But unfortunately, everything turned opposite. We got only contrary result. His mercy is real. He was sincere. Yet the result was opposite. So, he says that how Krishna's good intentions always brought grief to Pandavas. So he says, he wanted to help us, but it eventually never helped us. It always brought pain. He wanted to help me, glorify me on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So what he did? He fought. And these opposite people who were like Swadharma Ekapara. No, they were fixed in their Swadharma. As a Kshatriya, I have to fight. It is not wrong to shoot the sarathi of a Kshatriya. They kept shooting. And this Krishna, to glorify me, he took the, to give all the glories to me, he took the vow of never lifting up weapons. He never protected himself. For 18 consecutive days, I had to experience the pain of seeing him bleeding. Drona was shooting, Bhishma was shooting, Karna was shooting, Duryodhana was shooting. He was bleeding. What kind of mercy are you talking about? When I had to go through the turmoil of seeing Krishna bleeding for 18 consecutive days, for what? And having tolerated all this, he could have tolerated little more. What? He chose to break his promise, picked up the wheel and started charging towards Bhishma. Why he had to do? At least he could have protected his promise. What do they say? Jat bhi gaya aur bhook bhi gaya. Like that. Jat bhi gaya aur bhook bhi nahi mita. You had to suffer. At least protect your promise. You had promised. that you will not pick up. Everyone knows that promise. Picked up the wheel, started charging towards Bhishma. What was the need? All this. And I had to see all of this for 18 consecutive days. What kind of mercy are you talking about? As if we are talking as if Krishna becoming our Sarathi is supposed to be an act producing great joy. I am still suffering remembering those days. Right? So, then Narada Muni says, at least he spoke Bhagavad Gita to you. So Arjuna says, this is Arjuna's opinion. You know what? Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to me just to induce me to kill Bhishma and Drona. And if you take the literal meaning of Bhagavad Gita, it will please only the dry scholars. But for us devotees, hearing Bhagavad Gita gives us only pain. This is Arjuna telling. Right. Srila Sanatana Goswami has to clarify here. Right. The Upanishads convey the essence of Vedic knowledge. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita conveys the essence of Upanishad. Upanishads is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Upanishads. While Krishna chose to deliver the Upanishads to various sages, when it came to the essence of the essence, he chose Arjuna. Right? But because Arjuna is too humble to think himself great, and because he is greatly disappointed because Krishna left the Pandavas, he is speaking like this, out of disappointment. Therefore, he tries to deny the transcendental value of the Gita. These statements should not be taken literally. Okay. This is only a ploy, however, to distract Narada. Because Narada has come here to crown the Pandavas as the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. So, being too humble, Arjuna and the Pandavas cannot accept that. So they are denying, no, there is no mercy here. Bhagavad Gita is mercy. You must be joking here. You know, Bhagavad Gita did not give us any pleasure at all. So, like that. So, and then Arjuna says, even carefully considering the purport of Bhagavad Gita, in the next verse he clarifies, superficially seeing Gita, no pleasure. But when we hear the deeper purports of Gita, still no pleasure. Arjuna says, still we did not feel any pleasure hearing the Gita. Like that. So, here Srila Sanatana Goswami says that in the ecstasy of separation, Arjuna reads the purport otherwise. He thinks Krishna spoke these instructions just to trick him into agreeing to kill his teachers Bhishma and Drona. But that is all produced due to his ecstasy of separation. But in reality, in the next verse, Arjuna says, but I have solid faith in Krishna and his words. Something immediately, exactly opposite, he says. No one is as dear to me as Krishna. I have full faith in him because he is the reservoir of all mercy. He is the upholder of all his words and all that. He is a friend of all. So now, you know, contradictory words. On one side he says, I don't believe. On other side, he says that he spoke this Bhagavad Gita only to trick me to kill Bhishma and Drona. He used me as an instrument. And he told this also, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savya Sachin. Right? He used me as an instrument to accomplish what he wanted to. And for that he spoke this Bhagavad Gita, which I could never figure out the transcendental value of that Gita. I don't think what value is there. For devotees, there is no value in Bhagavad Gita, like that he says. But in reality, then Arjuna speaks that I have full trust. And Srila Sanatana Goswami writes, this solid faith is the reality underlying Arjuna's ecstatic consciousness. Faith in Krishna is the sthayi bhav. That's what is. His contrary expressions of apparent distress are countercurrents of secondary ecstasies. These are called as vyabhichari bhavas or sanchari bhavas. So, Sanchari bhava means, secondary ecstasies which may seem at the first sight, it may seem contrary to the relationship. Like for example, a mother has motherly love towards the child, right? Just to give an example of what a Sanchari bhava is. One example, there are 33 different types of this transient emotions which are described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One of that is also anger. Okay, so here mother and child are crossing the road. Suddenly the child tries to break free from the grasp of the mother and she starts running. What will the mother do? Heavy traffic, you know, the child cannot afford to run. The mother will immediately catch and slap the child, right? That's the only way of immediately controlling the child and cross the road and after that console the child, right? But that act of beating at the first sight might seem contrary to the loving affection that the mother has for the child. But that counter current is born out of love. So this is called as Sanchari Bhava or Vyabhichari Bhava. It comes, rises, enhances the mood and it leaves. Right? So there are, pride is one of them. Right? Sometimes Mother Yashoda wants to beat Krishna. She wants to chastise Krishna. These are Sanchari Bhavas. Right? Which is born out of the natural love. So, I wanted to speak on these Samagri Bhavas, you know, but maybe some other time I will speak. So, the real thing that Krishna, Arjuna had towards Krishna was the faith and love in Krishna in the mood of friendship, Sakya Bhava. That's what really Krishna, Arjuna had towards Krishna, and firm trust. But these counter currents of distrust are Samagri Bhavas. Like once, I'll just give this one example and then we will end. You know, once I, you know, how anger can be, anger can enhance love. Once I, you know, I was studying in a boarding school, and once I, when I used to come for summer vacations after 7-8 months in school, those days we never had phone, we had phones, but you know, we did not have access to landline. The only thing was letters. We used to write letters. So I used to write, once I wrote to my mother in a letter that our summer vacation is starting and I will be there at home on May 8th. When I would actually be there on May 6th only. So just to give a surprise. Right. So on one particular day, my mother was expecting me after 2 days. So I rang the bell. My mother was probably expecting milkman or someone. She opened the door. She saw me, you know. And then after some expressions, she immediately became angry and started chastising me. Why did you do this? Because she was probably planning a nice feast for me on the day I was reaching. Abhi sabji bhi nahi hai ghar pe, you know, you could have told, you know, like that. So, you know, that anger, but it's a transient thing. It will come. And that anger also enhances. If that surprise and anger is not there, you know, that anger actually enhances the exchange of love, you know, when it is born out of. So that is why these Vyabhichari Bhavas, it is mentioned that there are 4 stages actually. It is called as Bhava Utpatti. It appears, then Bhava Sandhi. It mixes, because the Sthai Bhava in this case, of course this is material rasa, but still, you know, there is similarity, you know, Vatsalya. And then there is anger, which is in one sense conflicting, which is called as Bhava Shabalya. there is conflict between the, you know, just like, you know, you see in the Mahabharata or Ramayana serials, you know, two people shoot arrows, then it comes it keeps conflicting and then it falls down like that. You know, there is bhava utpatti, bhava sandhi, bhava shabalya and bhava shanta. That anger has to go after some point. For the next 2 months, she can't be chastising me day in and day out. Right? Then it's not a sanchari bhava, it is samadhar bhava. Right? It's vibhatsarasa. So like that. So in this momentary distress that Arjuna is expressing towards Krishna, or this Bhagavad Gita useless, you know, no transcendental value, it's only giving me pain and all that, is actually the sanchari bhava. But what is constant, that sthayi bhava or that rasa is firm trust in the mode of friendship with Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Few things I want to share. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.